Starting the show today with a little Who. The Who. You know, The Who just announced a farewell concert tour. Just announced some dates. Farewell concert tour for The Who. The Who.
Yeah, I'm way back. Hold on.
What's happening with him? Is he not connected?
I'm way back.
I don't Coach Larinaga can be connected with no problem and there's no lag. Like, we were just having a conversation. Coach L will join us in the next segment, as he always does on Thursdays. How come Crowder, the, you know, ostensibly a professional broadcaster, how come he's delayed?
But it didn't sound like he was delayed at all either, because you made a joke, he made the joke that he always makes.
The Who, right.
And then, like, he talks it out loud, like, oh, I'm delayed. Like, if we can't hear
him. Oh, he's one of those talk-to-himself guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you could tell, he's you know, at a store going, I don't know if I need this color or whatever.
Yeah.
You're a talk-out-loud, talk-to-yourself guy.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
It's twice a day in my house with Asia. She says, what did you say? I was talking to myself. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand people who talk to themselves. I really don't. I find it to be a bizarre character trait. But we were saying that you were delayed. You thought you were delayed on the internet feed. And so you were talking it out loud. You were saying, yeah, I'm delayed. Like you were, but you were just talking to yourself.
Yeah, because I'm my best consultant. So I kind of go back and forth between
me are you
and
though?
The smartest person.
Maybe
I know.
You should bring in another consultant, would be my first thought. Maybe you're not your best consultant.
Yeah. That's a Lil Wayne rap line. I talk to myself because I'm my best consultant.
That is a good line. Let's give that to DBJ. Is that in any kind of recognizable song? That's a good line.
I'll find it.
Yeah, let's write that down for DBJ. So, Panthers, a little unfamiliar territory here for the Florida Panthers. They're down 2-0 against a very good Toronto team, by the way. Let's not get it twisted. This Toronto Maple Leafs team is very good. I think it was who was with us yesterday who said, hey, don't be surprised if Toronto wins this series.
That was Appel on Monday. The Coward.
Was it Appel on Monday?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're down 2-0. Like, yeah, I don't know how cowardly it was.
I was cocky for a while. My cockiness has now snuck away.
But I will tell you, the Panthers, I think, do well with their backs against the wall. It certainly doesn't rattle Paul Maurice. You know, I wonder if last night is a little bit of a missed opportunity because Anthony Stolarz isn't in goal for the Maple Leafs. Not that Wall was terrible because he was good. Our goalie, though, we had not accounted for that maybe Sergei Bobrovsky was not going to be in playoff form just yet. He was fine against Tampa. He's just he's letting in some goals that he shouldn't be letting in. And so it makes it a very interesting series.
Wall was no Wall.
He was fine. You know, he was fine.
He was okay. We just couldn't stop any damn body.
If Bobrovsky has a decent game, then I think the Panthers probably tie that series 1-1, but it is what it is. We will talk today. George Richards is going to join us. We'll talk some Panthers with him. Solana wants to bench Sergei Bobrovsky, by the way. You are of the opinion, Solana, that they should bench him?
I'm not saying 100% they should bench him. But I think the conversation needs to be had, at the very least. Let's have the conversation here. You're down 2-0. You just said it. If Bob has a decent game, Hawk, we're not even asking for elite Bob. We're asking for okay Bob. You're, at the very least, tied 1-1 in this series. You're probably up 2-0 in this series. Like, the difference between in game one being tied 4-4 or losing 5-4 was the first shot of the game, which should have never been a goal against a professional NHL goaltender. You shouldn't have, especially in the playoffs.
I don't think you bench Bob right now to go to Vanacek, but we'll have to see what Paul Maurice has to say. I'm curious what George Richards has to say and some of the other NHL pundits. So we'll keep an eye on that. They play tomorrow, obviously. The New York Knicks, holy hell, they are doing their thing. And it's kind of hard to figure out what you're watching in that series because Jason Tatum, looks pedestrian at times. Everybody's sending around, you know, the memes on Twitter, you know, that Steve Kerr prevented a national emergency by not giving Tatum any minutes during the Olympics, during that famous game where he got DNP'd. I don't know what to make of that series, to be quite honest. They were debating on First Take this morning on ESPN. Is this a legacy-defining series for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
I don't know about that, man. Like a legacy.
You yourself have made the argument that their path to an NBA Finals was kind of a flawed path. So now it's not as flawed. And so is this series, I don't know, defining for those two guys?
Here's the thing with that. Tatum's 27, Jaylen Brown's 28. I mean, these guys
have a lot more time.
Yeah, man. Like they could play. This could be a defining moment for this core, for this duo. But as individual basketball players, they're 27 and 28 years old. They're not even 30 yet. Technically, you could make the case they're not even at their peak of their career.
But if I say to you, either of you guys, name the, like, go through it. Name the top players in the NBA right now. Like, how far down do you get on that list before you get to Jason Tatum?
Trying to be negative, you can't get out the top 10.
I mean, obviously, SGA, Jokic.
Jokic.
How you guys have turned on SGA. My God.
Giannis, bro, SGA is stupid good.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got a microphone problem, Crowder. There seems to be a
I got a
clicking.
Computer problem.
Oh, a computer problem. Seems to be a lot of clicking going on there.
Yeah. You going to try that again? Okay.
What do you think his best consultant tells him about fixing the problem? Just reboot?
Close StreamYard and reopen it, but it's not that. It's just there's so many things wrong with how he understands.
He just has
technology.
No concept
right.
of it. Yeah, he just has no concept of it. Jim Larrañaga does. He will join us this hour. We're going to talk some NBA with him. George Richards will join us in the 3 o'clock hour, and we're going to talk some NHL with him. Tell you a little bit about Whiskey Stars and Cigars, which is going to be happening tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live tomorrow at Whiskey Stars and Cigars Tabacon at Plantation Walk. So we'll tell you all about that. We have another chance for you to win that pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium. The code word today is Hollywood. So if you want to win those tickets, text the word Hollywood to 20357. It's Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium, June 8th, text the word Hollywood to 20357. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's a Live Nation show. But the code word today to text, and hopefully for you to win those tickets, is Hollywood. We will start today, though, with headlines. And Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
The Panthers did lose yesterday, gentlemen, as we discussed. And another one-goal loss, and they're down 2-0 in their series.
The good news is I hit the over.
Oh, okay.
I'm off the schneid.
Great.
You know, I had a very long run of not being able to win a bet. And luckily, the over was 5.5. I went heavy on it as well. And we finally were off the schneid. We got a dub.
Congrats, Hawk. Happy for you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah,
I felt really good.
That's the important part, obviously.
I'm not lying.
Let me try this again.
Hey, I'm good?
Nope.
Why don't we try during a commercial break instead of continually trying during the segment?
Yeah. Probably a good route there. The problem is when you don't hear it, but when Crowder joins the stream, there is a bing that everybody else hears. And then good idea though. The Knicks do take that 2-0 series lead, and the Thunder beat the Nuggets by 43 points yesterday. 43
points. I live bet, speaking of being off the schneid, I live bet the Nuggets plus 21 when they were down about 24.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So I'm off the schneid
right.
as quickly as, or I'm back on the schneid.
Yeah, you're 0-1 in your last one bet, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I really am. Although I was not able to stay awake for the entire game, so I didn't know that I had lost till this morning. So in my head, yesterday I had a nice winning day.
Nice, nice. Steph Curry, by the way, is at shoot-around this morning with the Golden State Warriors. That doesn't mean he's going to play.
Yeah, I don't think he will, right?
Yeah, but...
I mean, they said a week yesterday.
Yeah. Around a week, I think is what they said. He did miss game one. They won anyways. Or left game one. Missed game two, right?
Somebody texts in, Rob Pizzola should pay you some of that minus 649 money from the Mervis no home run yesterday. And it's true. He never would have made that bet had I not bet Mervis did home run. I wonder what Pizzola bet. Like, did he risk $649 or $6,490 on Matt Mervis not hitting a home run? By the way, not much of a risk based on the way that he's been batting.
And Shohei Ohtani, in case anybody's wondering, did not hit three home runs either.
He didn't. Had a couple of hits, though.
The Warriors and Timberwolves will play game two. Steph Curry missed most of game one with that injury. He's doubtful for today. 8:30 p.m. That is your first game. And then tomorrow, Cavs-Pacers play game three. Thunder Nuggets play game three tomorrow as well.
All these series, I can't wait to talk to Coach L about, because you figure out that Cavs-Pacers series.
Yeah,
go ahead. I dare you.
I can't.
Because when I was watching that Cavs team against the Heat, they looked like the 73-win Bulls.
Yeah. I genuinely, let's just say, Hawk, I made a couple wagers with some friends about that series. And
about the Heat Cavs series or the Cavs Pacers?
Cavs Pacers.
After having seen the Cavs.
After having seen the Cavs up front, close and personal, I didn't think there was a chance in hell anybody in the East was winning a game off the Cleveland Cavaliers, let alone them being down 2-0. And it looks like I'm going to owe a lot of people a lot of money.
The new Pope is from Chicago.
Yeah.
And when I had seen that a new Pope had been elected from Chicago, my initial thought was, oh, Matas Buzelis is finally getting the credit that he deserves. But it was not Matas Buzelis.
Abemus Papam. You think he loves the bean?
Well, he's from Chicago. He's got to.
He's got to, right? Yeah. Probably loves... What else do you guys like in Chicago? The
deep dish pizza.
Deep dish pizza. That's right. And that awful.
I know that
awful
he
steak
chose,
sandwiches.
He chose the name Pope Leo. I thought it would have been a nice nod to Chicago to have him, you know, be coach. Have be Pope Michael Scotty Rodman the first. You know, just something. You know, some little Chicago centric.
Right.
Yeah. Or Pope Lou Malnati.
Oh, so good. So
right?
Good.
Papa Lou.
Papa Buzelis does have a nice ring to it as well.
I mean, you couldn't have been that surprised if it was indeed Matas Buzelis.
Now, I think everybody in the world would have understood. Did you see that? I think I sent it to you. I got a push notification from ESPN, and it was an Adam Schefter bomb. The pick is in.
Was that real? That wasn't a Photoshop?
No.
I don't think ESPN really sent that out as a push notification?
Bro, that was my screenshot. Like, I screenshot that myself.
Huh.
That was the pick is in. The Cardinals elect Robert Francis Prevost as their 267th pontiff. He took the papal name.
Are you sure? That's not like from The Onion or something?
Hawk, that is from my phone. I screenshot that.
But I get ESPN push notifications.
Yeah. That was
I think
my...
you got hacked.
Okay. Adam Schefter raking the Pope news as the white smoke billowed from the chimney above the Sistine Chapel. Adam Schefter said, oh, we're on this. Where are you at, Shams? We're on this. I wonder if Shams, you think Shams tweeted it out?
Because the Cardinals had been on the clock for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Big win for the Chicago Cardinals. All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Pope Ditka, somebody says on the
There was all those memes going out of the Chicago sports fans guys from SNL going, da Pope.
Uh-huh.
Da Pope.
Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
I heard that. Just remember later.
Heard what?
20-so.
Heard what?
20-so.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Bot punt!
Hawk and Crowder.
Coach Jim Larrañaga joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Former head coach at the University of Miami. We love talking to him on Thursdays. And I guess the basketball world right now is talking about the Knicks, Coach. Certainly the South Florida, New York transplant basketball world is talking about the Knicks. Are you stunned that the Knicks lead the Celtics 2-0 in that series with both wins happening in Boston?
I can't believe what's going on in the NBA. The home team is losing. The higher seed is losing. It's the first time in NBA history that the lower seed won game one. That's 4-0 in to start a series. It's crazy. And then for the Celtics to be 0-2 and the Knicks to be 2-0, going back to New York. You know what that crowd in Madison Square Garden is going to be like?
Oh,
thinking this is a chance to get to the NBA Eastern Conference Finals. It's unbelievable.
And Coach, with Boston, like we've talked about it on the show a number of times, where they're where they are. They're the number two seed in the East because they shoot threes. They have attempted 100 three-pointers in the first two games. Can they change, like this late in the season, could you change an approach that got you the number two seed in the East because you're just not shooting well? The balls are falling.
Yeah, well, what has to change is you got to start making those shots. You know, it's one of the things. It's like, okay, let's say you play golf and you have a bad round. Okay, you come back the next day, I'm going to play better, and you have a worse round. You don't start changing your swing and start changing your game. You just got to concentrate and focus on what your game is and do it better. And I think that's what the Celtics have to do. They got to start making some threes.
But does it infuriate you when you look at first two games of round two of the NBA playoffs and they've missed 75 three-pointers? Just from a basketball standpoint, that is the reality of the game today. You lived it at UM. Three is obviously worth more than two. But when you look at the actual numbers, 75 missed three-pointers. Does that drive you mad?
Okay, I'm going to quote John Wooden. You guys know the great coach at UCLA. I spoke to him one time in my life. It was a 20-minute conversation. And here's what he said to me. The two most important words in the English language are love and balance. And he used basketball as the example of balance. You have to have defensive balance and you have to have offensive balance. And in offensive balance, you got to have an inside game and an outside game. If you're so focused on your perimeter game and it's not going well, do you have the ability to adjust and maybe go inside, maybe drive the ball and get some layups and get to the foul line? All right. So there really needs to be a little bit more balance in all these teams that just constantly are shooting threes. You need a little bit more balance. It's one of the things that has made the Celtics also so successful. They are good at getting to the basket when they try. They just launched it. To miss 45 threes in a game, that was surprising to me.
And Coach, something from a coaching standpoint too, something I heard all morning on ESPN, it was genius to make Jason Tatum go left in the last, you know, the last offense. It was genius to make. Like, as a coach, do you know guys? Like, was it that genius to make him go left? Was he that much more inefficient on the left side of the court than he is on the right side of the court?
Well, here's what I would say. As I was observing the game in live action, they had set up a play, the possession before, where Jason Tatum was actually the inbounder, threw it, got it back, and now was at top speed with a ball screen near the midcourt line. So it forced a switch where he was attacking the big Robinson and able to just run by him and dunk the ball. The Celtics hoped that he'd be able to do that a second time. But the Knicks, you know, they observed that. They saw it, how he torched them. They made a conscious effort not to let him drive right, and it worked. Now, the other side of it is, you know, going left, it's not like he can't make a jump shot going left. But he got himself in a little bit of a tight situation where he used like four or five dribbles to get to his left. And now the whole defense knew he's shooting the ball. And then when he got himself in trouble, he tried to get himself out by making a pass to Jaylen Brown. And Bridges made a great defensive play stealing that pass. Had he got it to Jaylen Brown probably makes that shot and the Celtics are 1-1. Instead, Bridges makes the steal, and I don't think this series is over by any means.
Do you like, Coach, how wide open the NBA is right now? I go back just a couple of years. You knew LeBron was going to the finals with the Cavs. He made it 8 straight years with the Heat in Cleveland. You had the super team in the Golden State Warriors, especially when Kevin Durant goes there. You knew they were a lock for, at the very least, the conference finals. Do you like how wide open it is right now, where we kind of thought who the top dogs were, OKC in the West and Cleveland and Boston in the East, but, you know, both teams or all three teams have been pushed. Cavs and Boston are down 0-2. As good as OKC looked last night, Denver clearly is going to push them to the limit. Like, do you like how really we don't know who's going to the finals right now?
Yeah, no, I like that, Solana. I think, you know, what makes sports so great, it's reality TV. You don't know what's going to happen. You can guess, and a lot of gamblers are probably guessing wrong right now because the favorites are Hockman for sure. I live bet the Nuggets last night.
I'm definitely not professional. I live bet the Nuggets last night plus 21. When they were down about 25, I said, they're not going to get blown out by the. So, yes, I'm one of those guys. I'm sorry.
Here's what you have to remember. The Clippers beat the Nuggets by like 30. And then the Nuggets came back and won three straight. So one of the things about basketball, and I've said this throughout my career, there's only two things you have to do. One, put the ball in the basket. Two, keep the other team from putting it in the basket. The problem is when you're trying to put the ball in the basket and you're having a hard time, and maybe it's the defense, maybe you're just having an off night shooting. Players don't shoot the ball the same way every night. Even the great players don't shoot the ball the same way. You know, Jokic only had 17 points last night. He only made 6 field goals. The game before he had like 42. So, you know, you don't shoot the ball the same way. So could the Celtics go into Madison Square Garden and shoot lights out? Absolutely. Right. Are they all of a sudden going to change their strategy and say, oh, this isn't working, we'll try something else? Well, that's going to be up to Joe Mazzulla, the staff, and the players, because the game plan is what's so important, and the adjustments, because I've seen so many great coaches make adjustments. Eric Spoelstra made an adjustment against the OKC in the Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook series. He used LeBron James as a post player, as a point guard, as a perimeter three-point shooter. Coaches, really smart coaches, make adjustments. And I'll be very, very anxious to see what the Celtics will do to make adjustments so they can get back in the series. And then what are the Knicks going to do? You know, they've played absolutely awful to fall behind by 20 points in two games. Are they going to do that again at home, or are they going to figure out how to get the lead and stay out in front?
Coach, I got to hear a Coach Larrañaga, Hall of Fame coach, down by 50. What do you tell a team when they're down by 50 during a timeout?
Hey, it's very, very simple. We don't talk about the score. I always tell the team at timeouts, don't play the score, play the game. And what does it mean? Okay, we're down 50. After the game, I'll say, hey, just wasn't our night. Erase that from your mind. Let's get ready for the next one. It's much more difficult and challenging psychologically when you know you have the ball in your hands with a chance to win the game and turned it over. Because that you don't forget. That's one that plays on your mind. The great competitors, they get angry. Like Michael Jordan, he loses a game like that. He's coming back with the idea, I'm killing these jokers. They think they beat me and that I'm not Mr. Clutch. Oh, yeah, they're going to find out differently tonight. So we have to see how these teams that have fallen behind, right, how they respond to the pressure of being behind. It's the same pressure that the Knicks felt when they were down 20 in the third quarter. Hey, how do we respond to this deficit? And they didn't put their heads down. They didn't complain. They didn't pout. They pulled together. I mean, look at Bridges. He was shut out in the first three quarters and then scores the first 7 points in the fourth quarter to cut a 15-point lead down to 8 and make it a game. And then everybody else rises to the occasion. And Jalen Brunson does what he's been doing, missed the clutch, making some key plays down the stretch.
Just out of curiosity, apropos of nothing, but Crowder mentioned, you know, you're a UM Hall of Famer. You are nominated for the actual Basketball Hall of Fame. You have been around basketball forever. Your son is an assistant with the Clippers. I mean, your basketball lineage runs deep, and it is a long career. Could you sit courtside for one of these two upcoming Knicks games? One of the toughest tickets in basketball. Could Jim Larrañaga lean on enough people to get courtside seats?
Oh, do I have enough connections to get that ticket?
Be honest, Coach.
Maybe. I'm not sure. But, you know, normally what I would tell you is yes, but courtside on the wood. You know, you got to be able to call a Pat Riley or Tom Thibodeau.
Right.
You know, your wife says one of your players, a former.
Your wife
player.
Says, you know, I would love nothing more than to go to one of these Knicks-Celtics games. Maybe they're going to close it out in the fourth game. What do they play tomorrow, Friday, and then Sunday? I guess. So she says, you know, I want to go Sunday. Maybe it's a closeout game. I mean, it's one of the most expensive tickets right now in the country. I mean, would you put in a call to Pat Riley if Mrs. Larrañaga wanted to go?
Is it for me and my wife, or is
yes.
it for you and Crowder?
No. I'm not going. I can't go. I can't. I have no interest in going. I'm just curious how much juice Jim Larrañaga has.
Well, it depends on the day. The Knicks Celtics. You know, I used to have a ton of friends with the Celtics. I still know Brad Stevens. Austin Ainge, I talked to him before game one. And Austin Ainge is I don't know, director of player personnel, or he's got some, you know, executive position with the Celtics. Danny Ainge, I've known him since his playing days at BYU when our Virginia team with Ralph Sampson beat BYU in the Elite Eight. That's how long I've known those guys. So, yeah, when I went out to watch the Denver Nuggets play the Clippers. My son was able to provide those tickets for my wife and I. So there I have a contact. But right now I'd have to really, you know, reach out to some friends to get that done.
And, Coach, is that the best seats in the house? I know it's prestigious to sit with your feet on the wood. But even football games, I enjoy seeing it from the bigger picture. I don't like to be on the sideline during football games if I'm not a part of it.
Oh no, I like being on the wood. You're in the action. You know, when I'm on the wood with the Miami Heat or with the Clippers, I know all those guys. So they come over, they say hello, they shake your head. You feel a part of the action. When I'm up in the stands, I might have some fans say to me, "Hey, aren't you the coach of Miami?" But that's not the same as having James Harden walk over to you and say, "Hey, Coach L, good to see you."
I like being in a suite because that's where the cookies are, the cookies and wings and stuff. I don't even care if I watch the game. I just want nicely catered suite. You don't strike me as a suite guy, Coach. You don't strike me as a guy who would want to watch the game in the antiseptic confines of a suite.
No, I don't really like sitting away from the action, being in a suite where you're, you know, you spend most of your time. And to me, the suites are for being social.
That's right.
You know, talk to your friends, talk to, you know, last time I was in a suite in the Barclays Center was when two of our players got drafted, Bruce Brown and Lonnie Walker got drafted. And we reserved a suite and we had a ton of friends, some from Miami, some from New York, some from Philadelphia, all joined us in the suite. And all we did was talk all night until those guys got drafted. And then after the two of them got drafted, we packed up and left. But being on the wood in the NBA playoffs, being that close to the action, and being able, if you can communicate with a player, like, "Hey, great shot," or, you know, or if he gives you five or a fist bump, yeah, that's fun.
And Coach, it's something I've said before, and I love, you know, I'm a very social dude. We're always out hawking me. We go to all the stuff. I hate when I'm watching a football game and somebody asks me, "Oh man, should they double that receiver? Shouldn't they slant to the left? Shouldn't they?" Do you like talking real X and O basketball while you're enjoying a game?
No, not at all. You guys know I'm on social media right now, and I do something called timeout, which is a question where the possible answers are A, B, or C. And if you were the coach, which one would you choose? With fans, the feedback that I'm getting is the fans are all over the place. A is definitely the answer. No. B is definitely. No, C, you got to go with C. So when you're a coach, you don't get to choose A, B, and C. You make one choice, and it better work. So in Joe Mazzulla's case last night, he had one timeout left. He had a choice to call it. He chose not to. Now, here's what I would tell you about that. Let's say Jason Tatum shot and missed. Okay? The Knicks get the rebound and they foul. The guy goes down and misses the free throw. Hey, get the rebound, call timeout. Now you got, move it to midcourt. Now you got a second chance to get a game-winning shot. So there's a lot of strategy that the fan, the normal fan doesn't even consider.
But, I mean, you're literally figuring that out. I mean, they're bringing the ball up. Like, you're that far ahead. What if he misses a shot and then we foul them and then he misses a free throw? I'd love to have that timeout still.
Yeah, okay. So do you know who Josh Waitzkin is?
Mm-mm.
Do you know who Josh Waitzkin? Oh, man. He's. Have you ever seen the movie Searching for Bobby Fischer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the chess movie, yeah?
Yeah, and Josh Waitzkin that's who it's about. That's a true story. And he was a chess champion, world champion, all right? So Josh Waitzkin got to know Joe Mazzulla, and Josh Waitzkin and the Celtics hired him because as a chess master, you have to see the board three, four, five moves ahead. And so Joe Mazzulla actually went to the jungle in Africa, I believe, and spent a couple of weeks with Josh Waitzkin. And then when they came back, the Celtics hired the guy because he's brilliant, right? And so he was helping them, you know, with the mental side of the game. And Josh Waitzkin is not only a world champion in chess, he quit playing chess to become a world champion in martial arts. He's like, I think they call it hands tai chi. So you're talking about one of the world champions, not in one skill, but in two. and he's now working with the Celtics. So I'm guessing that they're having team meetings or individual meetings, maybe even with Josh Waitzkin or with Joe Mazzulla, and they're talking about, okay, we lost these two games. What do? We got to figure out a way to win this next game. It's one game at a time. If we can win game three, all of a sudden, maybe the momentum will shift. You never know if someone is going to get hurt. Look at the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're down 0-2, but they've got injured players. They had three key players sitting on the bench in those games. The Golden State Warriors are up 1-0, but they got Steph Curry hurt. He's got a pulled hamstring. What's going to happen to them? The game changes game to game.
Man, fascinating every week talking to you. Love talking to you. Billy Idol is coming to Fort Lauderdale, Amarin Bank Arena next week. If you can get me and my wife good tickets, we'd appreciate it. Just lean on some of your friends there. You are Coach L. Jim Larrañaga, he joins us on Thursday.
You were going to ask me about the Who.
Oh, the Who announced a farewell tour. How about that?
Unbelievable.
You know who I just bought tickets for?
I went to the Broadway show Tommy, like, how long ago was that? 70s. 40 years ago?
Do you know who I just bought tickets to see? Are you a Van Halen fan at all?
No, but I know who he is.
David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's touring. He's 70.
He's a young guy. If he's younger than me, he's young.
You gotta move well, Coach. You move better
than David Lee Roth. Okay. Coach, we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks for making time, as always. There you go. Coach Jim Larrañaga. Always fun on Thursdays.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everybody's younger than Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.